Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Al Bumbrey. Batting second, the right fielder, Rich Coggins. Batting third, the DH, Tommy Davis. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fifth, the catcher, Earl Williams. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave McNally. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting second, the left fielder, Walt Williams. Batting third, the first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting fourth, the DH, Charlie Spikes. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Ted Ford. Batting sixth, the catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Ron Lolick. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting ninth, the second baseman, Tom Ragland. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gaylord Perry. And now, play ball. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is hit by the pitch. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Ford. Coggins reaches second base with a double. Bumbrey goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Orioles. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell strikes out. Two outs. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a line drive towards right. Coggins catches it and throws to second to double up Williams. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair strikes out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich takes first base on ball 4. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan strikes out. Two outs. Ron Lolak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Bumbry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbry is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bumbry hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Coggins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Coggins moves to second. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Coggins scores. Powell moves to third. It's 2-0, Orioles. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. Blair takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Powell scores. Williams scores. Blair moves to third. It's 4-0, Orioles. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Grich hits a fly ball into right field. Lolak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Orioles. Tom Ragland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ragland strikes out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Bumbry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Bellinger strikes out. One out. Al Bumbry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbry is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bumbry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ragland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ragland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 1 in the game. Spikes hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 1 in the game. Ford takes first base on ball 4. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 1 in the game. Duncan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ford moves to second. Ron Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 0 for 1 in the game. Lolick hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Powell moves to second. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. Powell moves to third. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ragland fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Duffy hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Orioles. Tom Ragland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ragland is 0 for 1 in the game. Ragland hits a fly ball into right field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Bellinger is called out on strikes. Two outs. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bumbrey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 2 in the game. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ford hits a fly ball into right field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Coggins hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Orioles. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis strikes out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Powell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lolick. Williams reaches second base with a double. Powell moves to third. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ragland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Powell scores. Williams scores. It's 7-2, Orioles. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Grich strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Duncan hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 0 for 2 in the game. Lolick hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 2 for 2 in the game, with two home runs. He's got two RBIs. Duffy hits a fly ball into left field. Bumbry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 3 in the game. Bellinger hits a fly ball into right field. Lolick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Bumbry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbry is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bumbry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ragland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ragland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Ragland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ragland is 0 for 2 in the game. Ragland hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger misplays the ball. That's an error on Bellinger. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Chambliss hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 4 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Lolick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops it up and throws to first, with Perry covering, for the out. Two outs. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Duncan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 3 in the game. Spikes takes first base on ball 4. Ted Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ford hits a fly ball into right field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Duncan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Spikes moves to second. Ron Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 0 for 3 in the game. Lolick hits a fly ball into right field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 2 for 3 in the game, with two home runs. He's got two RBIs. Duffy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Spikes scores. Duncan moves to third. It's 7-3, Orioles. Tom Ragland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ragland is 0 for 3 in the game. Ragland hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gritch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.